Little Jimmy, a buddy of mine who's almost exactly the same old age as me, was reflecting on what he'd like to do when he retired. He's a glass artist, same as me, and so I know, even if he doesn't, the kind of retirement he's dreaming of is just that, a pipe dream. There's as much likelihood of golden years in a hammock beside a South Seas lagoon as winning American Idol with a tin ear and laryngitis. But, like most folks who gamble on a lottery ticket, the fantasy trumps mathematics. He's the kind of guy who itemizes his day, schedules his week, plans itinerary into the coming months, and can tell you by rote the exact steps he'll take into the coming years. I can no more imagine him poolside with a Cuba Libre beside his sunglasses on the cabana table, slathered with tannin lotion, reading a novel, than I can see him winning the Nobel Peace Prize. Little Jimmy's a list maker, an organized, tightly scheduled planner. He knows far ahead what he needs to do, not only this morning, but the morning Tuesday first week next month. He's the guy who made an outline before he wrote the essay in 12th grade history class and got an A+ with the teacher's comments, well organized. I don't need to look in his dish cabinet to know the bowls and glasses are neatly arranged by size and color. Chaos to him is, well, my cabinet, one step shy of disaster, mayhem, and death. Little Jimmy pulls out a tape rule last visit and shows me 80 inches. See that? I shrug in incomprehension. What are we measuring, I ask. Time left, Jimmy declares. If I live to be 80, slightly longer than the average U.S. male, and I'm 64, he puts his finger at 5 feet 4 inches, then this is all you and me got left, buddy. 16 inches. He shakes his head sadly. Unlike most of us, and me in particular, Jimmy's hit the end of his calendar. No more days, no more months, no more years, just inches. He wants to get more done, he's got to speed up the line, blow more glass, sell more stock, finish 2018 by 2017, squeeze into that retirement before the tape rule hits 80 inches. They say dogs don't understand death. I think dogs are more like me. They get the idea all right, they just don't carry a tape rule strapped to their collar. I guess we're a little too busy scratching fleas.